big. Rav Pop Amar, watch this. If the mumchah beir, umal ve'bira bezin mumchah shebeiro, adayin yochol halol ve'lachlok ala bereira hahi ve'lomar, she'ein orotz be'mumchah nehem, ala be'mumchah acherim shebeir hahi. Aye, where do you get two what they did? Like avun rav chista, ve'yibir achas. I call the Ramban, like the Book of Yosef. Shaliola, Mishabira, Mumcha, Yosef, who was Zoka Bibre Rosso, Vader of Huna Mumcha, Yosem Rav Chista, who was his Rebbe, he's an Arab and Samar Beis, Kemishabira, Huna, who are Lizzy, which is exactly what the Book of Yosef said against the Mordechai, the opposite of the Mordechai. Nearly, the Lord of Huna of Rav Chista, have a Yachat, Shiruy and Yachat Birachas. No, they didn't live in the same place. Ela Talmidei Rav Huna of Rav Chista. Right? Beidina dim is their time perspective of Talmidim. Vahidu de Karmina Beidina de Rav Huna Rav Chista. Kolom HaTalmideim. VaTalmidim. Efshe Shehoya Ben Shavin B'Chochma. Neither like the Rav Mordechai nor like the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef and the Rambam. No. The Mordechai said you can go to the lesser one. The Yosef have to go to the higher one. He's saying you can go to an equivalent one. That's it. Not a low one. You're not required to go to a higher one. The equivalent one. You can do amazing. And he says, Alva Rabbi Ben David Zal, famous Rabbi Ben David, Alpha Pisha of Huna Yagodim Rav Chista, the Rabbi Havit, Afilachi, Kevin Shneim He Mumchen to Yodim Din Torah, Leficha Lova Yochel Ake Veloma, and he wrote it Bezeh Ele Bezeh. V'haytana tanahi, the matzil lova lebeim on the malva. Michael matrachloch, kevin sheshneim biyarachas yodim din Torah. Quite unusual, because Rabbi Nadav is the Talmud of the Ramban. He's arguing with the Rebbe, right? The Rebbe said go to the higher one, like Yosef, and he's going to go to the lower, and the Ramban's in between, like the same level one. I saw something interesting in the fancy runs. Most of cook are the fancy runs, beautiful runs, but I don't agree with the sense it's written here. You know, not Khalil about the Ram, I'm talking about the footnotes. The footnotes are as the Pan Rabbi Yisrael Sklar, I'm sure it's a good big Talmud Chacham. 99% is correct. But you know, this last point I'm not sure is actually right. He writes over here as follows. Quotes we saw the Ramban is found, he quoted the paragraph before, and he writes us this. He quotes, those who want to look up later, in footnote 24, quotes the Magol Yisayam, the Torah's Chaim, etc., etc. In footnote 26, I am Beturuch Oshin Mishmet Simon Yudalit. Okay, let's take a look. He says to look, we should look. That's going to be very important coming in. Okay, we'll see the tour. Everyone remember this, okay? Now we're going to go to the tour. Look at Turkosh and Mishpah, says Simon Yudal. What's here? Kosim is safe from Mishpah, that's a smug. Mishpah is Tabinachon Birachas. Viachad Goro Mechavero, Yochol Yachad Mibaladin, and Loma Lo Odin Bifnezel, Bifnezel. Afa Pishu Kot Mimenum. Kemish and Shneem Birachas. This is exactly what the Mordechai says. Smug. Veloni Hira, I think it's wrong. You cannot push one if they're equal. You want to go to a different one, you have to go to a bigger one. So writes the Torah. So the Torah is the same as the Nebuchadnezzar. Right? You go to a bigger one. The Smag is the same as the Mordechai. You can even go to a smaller one. He writes over here in footnote 26. Quotes the Torah. Sarachin. Shenose Kelo Shalatur. Lotzinu dieshmok oledvara midiv rabenu. The Ran is the same as the Torah. No, Rabbi Oak said, the Ran is not the same as the Torah. Not at all. Because the Ran said, you can go to Shavin. And he says, you cannot go to Shavin. So the Mechila of this footnote, I think that's not exactly right. not exactly right. Nonetheless, on this Torah, there's a Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef is commenting on this Torah. Here we go. Umasha kosi rabbeinu v'lo nehira v'nira den yochel estad me'echad ha'chaveh yeshet t'molov shemeyach ha'shasmag hevi raya lidvarov hey cholak ha'vesvara b'yama v'listi res rayoso. The answer is presumably let's try like the Nebuka Yosef u'mikom ha'kom yesh l'dak l'divi ha'smag. Right? Forget about whether it's a raya, no raya. He thinks that the Torah is shver, that he had no raya against the smag. We had a different pshat in the Gemara, which was substantiate the Torah, name of the Nebuka Yosef's pshat. But there's kasha on the smag. Im yochol lecha bi bali din, lo malo adon b'fnei zeh, lo b'fnei zeh, kshe bal din zeh yom al kach, gam chaver yom alo, am b'fnei zeh, lo shat yom er, lo b'fnei acher, kem yod b'neihem, rabosai, what's going to happen? The two bad they did. Reuven says, I only want Bezdin A. Shimon says, I only want Bezdin B. What's going to be? What's going to happen? Tzorach Loma, Enoch Hinami. Zeh yochol akav al Bezdin Oshol Zeh. Zeh yochol al Bezdin Oshol Zeh. Utsrich and livro Bezdin Ashova Lishneihem. Yosef Karo is saying, very nice that one person wants a certain Bezdin, that's another Bezdin. If the other one refuses the second Bezdin, they have no choice, but in effect, what we call a Zabla. That's what the Beis Yosef's right. There doesn't seem to be. What else is there? What else is there? What are you going to do? Okay, you have no choice. You have no choice to do what we call a zablo. Of course, a zablo means what? An honest to goodness zablo. Some of the fake zablos of today, you can't push someone to that kind of a zablo. I saw this quoted by in the Sefer Seder I did from Rav Vosner. I told this to you on my own. But Baruch Hashem has mechavet to Gedol Yolam Mamish, who said it's fake zablos, where they put the guys together and they're talking on what they call ex parte, which you're not allowed to do according to halacha. We saw, nor you're allowed to do it according to even to American law. I read it to you, and I'll show it to you from this one of the contemporary svarim, from the Goyen Rav Vosner Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Shevet Halevi. Right, that may be true, right. That's true. Shevet HaLevi. Chelek Ches. Here we go. Watch this. Right, to his son. Zabla, etc. And it wasn't exactly halacha. Can they look over the Zabla? I'm not going to get involved. Too far away. I'm saying nothing. Then he wants to know, can Dayan and Mumchen these days force someone to come? Chol Shemesh Mitzim and Gimel? He says, well, we have Mumchen Bizman Hazeh, the Poskim say. Alright, the Chashuvim, like Rav Nachman in his time. Okay. Fine. Here we go. Rav Nesenu HaRabim Harbe Ma'od Ben Yoni Zablo Borurim Shenasu Hayom Hem Hepech Das Torah Ve Hepech Yisod Kavonis Chazal Batakonis Zablo. As we saw from the Rosh Yesh Tovim Hadayin atzma cholila lo lematze svara zuchluso lo yir im lo. This is the price with aleph, right? They say in Yiddish, loy but an aleph. Im loy sheyira lo din gomer. Avla miyochol at osas chaver le kabel svara sof a pishu mesupen po is a lamata mishpat. I want to shave a lay v'chelik zayin. We'll have to make a look there too. Rabban Hussein Rabban Me'oz Yorad Ador Ot Ploim Bahar Rabban Yom Medun Izabla Miyusadim Al Divrei Shav V'Sheker U'mahapkin Divrei Lukim Chaim Adin Egeos U'Betz HaKesef. This is pretty strong stuff. Pretty strong stuff. Pretty strong stuff. Because he said it already earlier, in Chelek Zion.
Would he hold that the judges can't confer with each other then?
No. The judges can certainly confer with each other. But they have to confer with each other.
What if one's trying to convince the other the way the election is?
No. To talk to each other is certainly allowed. No, no question about that. Now, Rabosai, let's take a look again in other places. One second. Okay, but Kitsi is not going into the specific or particular case. This is in Simon Shin. Okay? Because he wrote about it where else? In Shchelek Zion. Second, please. Let's look at Shchelek Tes first. Okay, Shchelek Tes is also talks about. It's very important to see because people don't understand this. They don't realize it. Look what he says. What happened? Isn't Kiyat Sefer? That was Munson. Okay? Bezna Kavua. I already wrote, there's a Bezal Kavuah in Mizman Hazeh against Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe's right does not apply to you. And even in other cities, I say a little bit against Rav Moshe. And anyway, Zablon is Tikkun Bahabe Mikkun Shabbat Nisham. Okay, so I already explained it in two places. There's a serious problem with Zablon nowadays. And as a result, we're better off to try to establish a sitting Bezdin. Otherwise, it's really. Really no good. Really no good. And that's a very serious question. Is there a Bezin Kavua? So we should try to establish Bezin Kavua, but unfortunately it's hard to do that nowadays, certainly in America. So basically we're going to be maybe stuck with Zablon through all of its warts. But let's see. Let's go a little bit slowly and see what the other poskim say. Yeah.
Anybody who dissents, he's basically saying, if you have a sitting bed, don't be such a cracker.
The kids in Imrit, unfortunately, these days, the Zablos are not very good. Unfortunately. But the Beis Yosef seems to say, if each one wants a judge in town, they can force the Zablo. On both sides, the Shach, you all have a shach, I'm going to open the Shulchan Aruch. Let's move to the Shulchan Aruch a little bit.
It's very strong language.
It gets even stronger, but let's first take a look at the shach. The shach here, the very beginning of Siman Yud Dalet, what does it say? It says, Kofan also of Adon Be'iro. So the Shach has only very little thing. Look at Simon Gimel, that talks about a Bezin Kavua. And it says, Ayin Rashdam, Choshen Mishpat Simon Zayin. Okay, so if the Shach has to look, we certainly have to look, right? Don't we? Let's take a look. Get this here quickly. Those are the fancy Shulchan Aruch that I have. You can find it in the back. They're called the Kutras Sham Kosov. Okay. Maharaj Dam. If you don't mind, I prefer reading it over here. In print, those who have the fancy Shulchan Aruch, that's Kutras Sham Kosov. Like whatever the Shach quotes, they give you the whole thing. It's a clear print. Okay. Simen Yudalid, Shach Sivkot Gimel, Shulas Marashdam. Simon Zion. It's page Ayin Beis over here. Okay? The whole discussion of what the halach is in certain specific cases. Watch this. It's just like this. Skipping a little bit because it's just too long to read the whole thing. Tells you after a while to look in the Gemara and accept the Sanhedrin paragraph, all right? He quotes Rashi. So I'm going to skip almost the entire first half of this siman because it's going to be too long. Do they have any paragraphs here? That's right at the end. No paragraphs, it's one run-on. It's Shorash Adinim, it's a new paragraph over here. Okay. There's a new paragraph in our edition. Ela lahodia sheyikre vikre b'shnei baledina v'yirachas salaniki tilas lekel yesh ba'asol from etan rechom yosef Hashem aleihem echon baledina yom b'fnei ploni ani rotz olamu sheini yom alo el b'fnei ploni echon edin note. The Yosef says we go to the Godel. The Smag says we go to the Cup. Okay. Then he quotes Shuvas Maharam, which is found in the Mordechai, in the Turuk, quotes the Smile on the Hero. Oh, he didn't see Shuvas Maharam. Had the Turuk realized that the Maharam was his father's Rebbe, so like the Smag, he wouldn't have argued with him. Oh, there, he says, not only is the Smag and the Maharam is the same thing, who else agrees? Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Tells you where to look. Exactly what the Smag said. We saw the Mordechai. How the Sam Koma, the Masha ben Malva ben Lova Yochel Omer came. Shamina Mihos to the Das Elo Agdolim Yochel Nitba Loma the Tovea Lo Odom if they Zel if they Zeh. I feel as Esher wrote to a cotton meacher Kishesh Bahem Bezem Yochel Beirachas. Wow. Vili nire, says the Marashdam. Vili nire, watch this. The hedro nire, we can't say that. The lefishi does maram v'smag shevi uraya mehi the rav kuna rav chista. Yimashet lefi pirish atos shechuicha the rav huna rav chista loyo birachas el sheyom smuchim zel zel gima parsofs chutz gima parsofs im kain hafilu shakot and chutz leir kolot shein arochok yosem idaitz with it close to gima parsofs. Maybe all the way to Baltimore and Boston, we suggest, if it's measured by 3.5 hours. Then he says, Niskara Daitim is Yashavavtim Achshavti Shlamadi Pupirish Haminika Kamunena Shanoga Beir Azol Shalani Anoshim Gdoshim Gonim Doni Olam Anche Hashem, Shenogu, Shanit Ba Kofe, Umevil of the Bezin Shirosa, the Chas Vishon, Loma Shenogu Kain Shalok Aloch, Lavai Samchal Aposkam, and Niskarim, a smag of a rabbi in Yeruchim, no slim rabbi in Yisrael, Baal Chumas Hadeshim, Shain Suffolk Shadat al Haskim, the Svaras Maram, El Shamasa Ulam, Shabal Lefonov, Masa Shahoya Kaki Kahoya. The Honda Blisavik, Shayish Ten Homir, Akas Abaldin Akhil Rosal of Nivet Kotnem, and Tovea, a local of Nivet Yamashan Matriel of the Telek Mokoma Husir, Benadokal Mel of Din Torah. This is, of course, the Sheet of Asma. That comes further than that. the last paragraph. The Or HaNeomim. Shafiru l'das achronim shevet nebuka yosef. The mashma. Tafilu b'yarachas shomen bein amava bein alov. Lelech gadol. O b'shovin shekova tevel nitbar. Yeah. Ro heim kai moneinu lahachzik b'min hagam atov me'asholom. What does that mean? To go against the nebuka yosef, even though that's in the Gemara. Why? Look at this. Shegadol ha'asholom. We know that. V'zeh. Shem yavo atov ve'aviyoma zeh shani rotzahu ha'gadol. O shavu l'tamut chokam shatan nitbar rotzeh. I'm the greatest. I'm the highest. What's going to happen? The yirbu amachlokas vaktotos. L'chan ro lahashkel ariv v'achashen nitpa yitzayis din Torah v'enam atriach l'toveh l'el kutzayir shadin b'zeh manitpa. What's he saying, Rav Osa? If the din is going to be that either one can ask to go to the higher court, the bigger lamdan, they'll be fighting from today till doomsday. Who's the bigger lamdan? We can easily see that as long as that. But if the din is what? Anyone can choose even the lower, no machlokes. I'm choosing this business. I want another business. I have a mind bigger than yours. Granted, yours is bigger than mine. Who cares? Doesn't matter what the smack. So you avoid all these machlokes and to pass like the smack. Even if Mikra did, you would pass him against the smack. Was manazet the way my colleagues have to pass him like the smack. That's the last point of the Maharaj Dam. Koshkein, the manazet shirova dinim enem al pisvarim shenimtsa shenakot dain ala gdolim. What gdolim? The authors of the svarim. These days, no one passes on his own. We look at the shach, look at the smack. So whoever's the greater, the gdolim passes. Not the time we happen to be sitting on the case. That's a bit of a stretch. That's what he says. Yim so sheyit hakotan. Oh, I don't want to go to the court. May make a mistake. Kfar amru. Shem yom ha-mechuyev l'dayen horeini mehechad antoni. Shekosev v'nosan lo. V'koshkein im meikoro yischayev l'zeh anitma v'yomar eini rots lodim b'fnei zeh l'b'fnei zeh v'yim ato yore shem yavro lecha zaderech yal t'nai sheyitin chopsak or ro'oso v'tareyu l'mi shetirtze. If all parts are agreeable, then write it down. You can show them what you want. Then he says, "The Maharaj Dam, Oz Les Din, Vles Dayan, Sheyochu Batovel." For sure, anyone can force the guy to go to the bed that he wants, because he'll say, "I'm afraid to make a mistake." They'll write it down. Show it to you. Give it to Hashem. Show them what you want. Adkan, Rabosai. Adkan. Very, very important Maharaj Dam. Fascinating Maharaj Dam. Comes out, who wins at the end of the day? The Nitma wins. Or actually the Tovei wins. Whoever wants to go to any bed down, no matter how high or low, wins. Because otherwise it'll be a fight who's bigger, who's smaller. I'm the greatest. Now of course win, but if they both won't agree, then it was that blow anyway. As we spoke about that a little bit earlier. In theory, you know, here too. Whether each of the right to appeal to the God and they fight who the God is, or we just appeal to the cotton, and they don't find who the cotton they happen to be. So either way, if they can't come to an agreement, they have to have Zablah. So it would appear. This is what the Maharaj Dam says. Now it's interesting, Rabbi Osai, the Mabit is also found in the Kuntris Shankosov of the fancy Shulchan Aruch. Those who have here's the Mabit, previous page Ayin. Mabit is Simon Reish Pei. Take a look, I'm also going to see it. Shuvas Mabit. And Reish Chafal, Reish Chafe. Now we're in trouble. What should I do? I'm trying to show it to you. They call it Chelik Beis. Maybe it's really Chelik Aleph. Because Chelik Aleph is in parentheses. I'm not to lose because I don't have. doesn't exist. Well, I didn't see it exists over here. The number, I think, right? Numbers go. It's about Dayanim. He's, remember, this is a, we spoke with this. Rama says you have to have what? Chochma, Nova. Kulu have a li'ikav adavar. Like the Chazanish against, we saw the Lecha Mishnah. Right? This is in passing. I'm trying to find this here. Paragraphs here. Rav Papa Amar. This is my bit. Understands that the machlokes between the Torah and the smak. Everyone 5 minutes. Oh, smart. Found it. Yochel echem yibalei dinen lo malodun b'fnei zeh alfa pishukot mimenu nachashim o yubi yirachas fevid rob and borachai perek zeh borer agos oshi yochel lo malodun b'fnei zeh o alfa pishukot mimenu mechaveh o buchel imad yafinu mechristo the god of Christ against the absence of Yosef. Yeah, nearly the masha o malodun b'fnei zeh o b'fnei zeh what's a lo mal no the order of the zeh levado should be rarto ato, and if the zeh imo should be mevayr al hapishe in the god of kamo. No, it's going to mishnah zabla. To masnisin the zeh borrow the koyk. The god of papa masnisin. I feel it. I'm mumchin. Go be dinner. Rav Huna. Rav Chisda. Metrachalach. As the Rambam says. So anyone can say. Lo odin b'fnei zeh me yolo lo yamdo b'din ele vaday lo ari ele b'breira. Okay, smag lo nehira. And the yochel estag ele b'breira. Who may be? The Torah understands the smag. Look carefully. Torah understands the smag. Shelo b'breira. That's how I understood the smag. That the any party can choose the lower court. He says as follows. He says no. I feel it caught me mena shiodinu shnehem or shespiado. For love and amor, matzim yachim, my mama bira bez nagodo kram aliel. And if shalom rotsu shnehem, the smart didn't mean that you can choose the lower court unilaterally and the guy's forced to go there. No, I never meant that. What did he mean? He says as follows. Is what he means. In the rotsu shneim lodin derech breira, zeh mebezin zeh or mebezin zeh, hoch and achar agodo for keret, the greater bezin. Come on, but they didn't know rotsu lodin biyachad.
Each one is not
yucha kol echad mem locha veschaver olelech lebezin agodo, kevin shem biyirachas. Va'mal v'yochel locha lo bezin agodo fil liyiracheres. V'lo yochel v'osel lo v'lebo. Libra of Alol, Lidin Bezin Shabir. Say, Mukhuban and Divrei Rachronim, Shevin Mukha Yosef. Mashal of Asmag Vachaverov. It's all the same. And what if there are two buttons in Kabul and Beer at Beer? And Yachal Lachav, I feel the marvel all over, Lelach the cotton, below Libra, and the Hokhan the Bezna Goda Shabir. I, the Smag, said, each one can force the other one? No. Hayak she'ein ha'beis ba'at ha'idinim k'vur in the bezdin she'be'ir. Or ha'beis ba'at ha'idinim he'im me'ir ha'cheres. Uvo'o po'lot ha'vyuchu l'vro sh'neim ha'shnei ba'at ha'idinim. That's what it says. Ay, Rav Huda, Rav Chista, no. Ki'ay gavnim bo'o sh'nei ba'at ha'idinim me'ir ha'cheres. Did I hear so? Came in the stomach by denied Rav Huna Rav Chista Kvibi Yisrael. Motzi kochad minay olach of chavero lemezel lebezni Rav Huna. That we got the Rav Chista. What amazing! That's what he says. This is the Mabit, which is found over here again in the Kuntz of Shem Kosov in the Shach here in Simon Yudalin Sif Katan Aleph. Wow. Comes out, Rabbo said, there's a bezin kavua shabir. You cannot ask for zavlo. That's what he says. You cannot ask for zavlo. What if the two botei kavua shabir? So you can force to go to bezin agorol. So what a pin. Here the both bezin are willing to work together. I, before he said differently, so earlier it's referring to a case where there's no bezin kavua. A bezin shalom kavua or a yachid with a bezin kavua. This is the din over here, found over here. Fine. Rabbo said that's the case if there are two batei din kavua in the city, as many cities have that nowadays. The nitva says the bezin I want to go to, my bezin is greater than your bezin. Yeah. Then he wins. He wins. And he cannot force his ablah. That's what the Mashdam says. The halacha is with the nitzvah. Otherwise, there'll be a whole fight. Who's a bezin kavua gadol? It'll be a motzi mechaveil of a raya. Instead of having a fight and coming to the conclusion of motzi mechaveil of a raya, give the nitzvah the upper hand, if you will, in the first place to avoid the fight. So now we come, Rabosai, here in Siman Yudalid. We haven't opened that Shulchan Aruch yet today. Only the Torah and the Beis Yosef. We haven't seen the Shulchan Aruch at all. Shulchan Aruch we saw last week. Let's review it very briefly. Very brief. Quick Chazara. Yesh omim shem yesh shnei tamidei chachamim v'yirachas ho echad godo mechavero yochol echad mibalei dinin lo malo odin v'fnei zeh l'v'fnei zeh af al pi shukot mimenu kem yesh shnei v'yirachas the smug. Okay, the smug. Why? Because the Beis Yosef that we saw earlier quotes the Torah against the smug, because the Torah has no rayas. The smug brought a rayas, the Torah didn't shlug it up, he passed like a smug against the Torah. So it appears, Mefurish comes in the Sivis. Maybe this is it. I'll give you a guess. Yes. Pirish, watch this. Ben Amalva, Ben Alova, Yechon La'akev, at Yispashu Yachar al Bezen Echad. We're going to just hold our ground. Maybe Yepshah Spasha. Can't get together. Yeshu Shneim Yachad. Both Bezin should sit together. Fabi Kain Zablo. In other words, they'll both sit together. How are you going to work it out exactly? If they'll each. 3 plus 3 is 6. It's an even number. It's not going to work. So maybe they'll each pick one and the two they'll pick another one. Instead of just picking from the pool of all the world, from each respective Bezin. Perhaps. We've done that in the past. Vim Shneim, but they didn't mean Rios and Hashem. It's Yachad. Who wins? As they are nitva kocho godo, kevan shiem shel lechvosom kshiyoma lebezin zani rotze. Look, I want to go to a particular bezin. You can't force me to disagree. He says, "Stam, Rabosai. Bezin kavu in the city, not bezin kavu in the city." Comes out something very interesting. Zabla, at least in principle, the good old days of zabla is a lechatchila option. But if it's impossible, if zabla is impossible, this doesn't work. Why? Because the borer won't sit, or the bezin won't sit. Whatever, I push away every single borer, I push away every bezin. the din is with the nitva. So it's going to come out very strange. So the nitva is always going to win. Always going to win. Sounds a little strange. So in this beautiful sefer here called the Seder HaDin, I'm reading you a couple of excerpts over here. Page Mem Ches. Page Mem Ches. Right like this. Marashdam says the Nitva wins. Then it says, listen carefully, please. Odesh Levar. So again, what happens in the following case? Tovea wants Zabloh. Nitva wants a benefit from his Kila. The meaning is Zabloh. Zabloh wins. Tovea wins. What will say the Nitva says, I want a bezin by me, in my town, the Mitzvah Shishita. Mikol kom yesh chashash negiya b'p'chi wezu, kom shekarov u'mukar hula bezin shel kiloso, o shuk bezin shel kilos anch. What's anch mean? Anch es shlomeinu. Our chassidus, our court, our this. Then, that's not fair. Poshut! That's in the own backyard. That you cannot compel. Even if in principle you can't compel, not anch or the like. I thought we said before, we anybody going to have zablo. So apparently what he means to say is as follows. Even if you cannot arrange a zablo, and the nitfa says, okay, he undermined the zablo. He kept telling the guy, don't agree with any sholish. Sorry, Mr. You think you're going to get away with it and have the din Torah in your backyard by your anch and all that kind of stuff. No. We're going to have a neutral bezin that nobody heard of. You didn't hear about it. It's the best bezin no one ever heard of. No one heard of it. It's the best bezin. No one's prejudiced. I mean, so they know what to talk about. Okay, fine. This is true.
This is how most things end up in court.
Okay.
This is in
court. Unfortunately. Now, we had said Shad Neramo that a nitva cannot pick someone who's not a dayan kavua be'ir. A dayan kavua be'ir, Rabos, if he wants to continue to serve as a dayan kavua be'ir, he cannot indefinitely stall, and say, I won't take this bar, he's no good, no one's any good. But if no one's any good, the system's going to collapse. And then presumably he'll be removed from his post as a dayan kavua be'ir. Of course, that's assumed that there's an election, there's a see we're behind him, not the guy just hanging up a shingle. I heard a guy somewhere hung up a shingle. I'm the Abbezdin of this whole area. That guy hangs up a shingle. If there's a community, the community Rabbanim come out in favor, it's one thing. Guy just hangs up a shingle. That's not considered to be a dying kavub here at all. If you say so, of course, of Abbezdin too, it doesn't mean anything. In any event, on both sides. Therefore, except for a rare exception, Zablah is going to take the cake. But that's only a Zablah when an honest Zablah. We mentioned before, the guy cannot be forced to a dishonest Zablah. We'll get to that. I'll share with you that in print as well. Now the Nesivus is like this. He goes on. Watch. Came in the Ledea Rishonim. Smack. Yochol Tomer did choso vanit b'mugzok. The Nut is holding the money. Yochel and Itfalom Kimli. I hope the smack is right. When the Yochel and Choso Tomer, I feel me God all the cotton, Kshem V'Yerachas. Yeah. What's the reason for the smack? V'atam Lazer, watch this. Shehem V'Yerachas Yochel Levar HaTos. What are you worried about? It's a lower bezin. They're not as smart. They make a mistake. Watch. And Yochel HaTovel Liton V'God HaKazilma. That nitfa yochaloma machmaslach. Hoim yitu, if my lower call make a mistake, tis bar lechotecha vatos nipia godol kevin shivir achas. Medramur was a pecking order, and everyone understands who's the cotton, who's the godol. That was Marcus Macoma. But today, what? He'll say, go to this court, it's a lower court. Your court's higher. I'll go to my lower court. If Michael makes a mistake, then the higher court, what higher, what lower? These guys say, well, who said he's any higher than us? They're not going to back out. We spoke about this before. They have to be able to get him to back out. According to many poskim. And they may not back out. Not so posh or boss that it works these days. Not so posh whatsoever. Not so posh at all. Don't know? Okay. Now, Rabbi Osei, we went through half the shir. We now start part two of today's shir, which is the Mordechai in Siman Tov Shin Tes. We did Tov Shin Zayin in the end. I go to Tov Shin Tes. Everyone, please open up. Tov Shin Tes. You may remember from last week the Gemara that Lamed Aleph in the base. What did the Gemara say Lamed Aleph in the base? Kofen also v'don b'iro. Right? You force the lover, or maybe any nitba, to have the din Torah in the city. You can't decide you want to go somewhere else. Okay? Fine. Where's someone else? He wants to go to the Beis Avad, right? Go to the Beis Avad. The Malve, oh, Evelovish Malve. So the Malve is the upper hand. They're both saying, remember, the Malve is the upper hand. Frek the Mordechai and Simon Tov Shin Tes is against a different Gemara. Please turn. Tov Shin Tes, in my edition, it's page Zion. Kofanos of everyone has it. It's bold letters, Tov Shin Tes. Kofanos of the Mashma Hacha. The lova lomoti kayaf lomava lelech menachem avad. Kasha, the perek hagozel daf kufi beizim amazim babakama mashma dafilu lova motu kayaf lomava. He's here. He's called an eved, but there he says he can force the malva elsewhere. What? And we bekam lemeidim shlova fnei baldin umasik atoveh the maisi hanach tzadi v'yom afilu pis. That the Nitva can demand to go to Bez Nagodol, and our Gemara says only the Malva world can win to stay here. Can never over the Shmalva. The Yesh Loma, no. The Hossam, three answers. First answer. The Hossam, Mishashneim told him, Zezet. There is no Tavay Nitva, so therefore you go to the Bez Nagodol. Inami, Ho, they come, my Kofan, also the Don Biro. And after Shayo do Alono Shazem Malva is a Lola. You have to concede that he is your creditor, you're the debtor, at least at one point. I'm not an heaven, I'm not a lover, I'm not nobody. I never met you before in my life. A stranger comes over to me, okay, I'm selling to a din Torah in Chicago. Well, you guys, I never met you in my life, who are you? I go to Chicago. You shall lie. I'm not going to Shalai. Go, ridiculous. Pay my ticket. Oh. We'll talk about that. Talk about it. There's a discussion about it. You don't have to pay the ticket. We'll see that. Not the one that necessarily carry the day. Right. Terrence number three. Venerary, Tanis of Eznagoro, Kazilna, Nitva, Motsi, the name of Achi. Below Tavea. The Nitva in the country has the upper hand. Yilotay Mahachi. If the Nitva does not have the upper hand, Yovo, Kalin Shabi Yisra. He's lazy. How many translate best? Kalim should be strong. No. Lightweights. V'yitnu einayim ba'ashirim. Oh, gvir. V'yachufu lorim be'eretz Yisrael. I'll stop them from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Oh, what's going to happen? Yitnu lam kol tvi osam. They'll give me, get out of my life. So it's going to be a riot. Every gvir is going to get every day. They will have emails, right? 1,000 emails, come to Yerushalayim, come to Yerushalayim for a din Torah. Well, I have no time. You can't take $1, take $10, $100, $50,000, just to get off my back. That's not right. So to prevent that abuse, Rabbi Osei, to prevent that abuse, the Nitva can insist on doing that in his own town. Is that a din or a takana? It's not like it's a takana, see, so. Oh. Rabbi Natam Omer,
Now,
Mavolo Koshke. He was Manazesh Zesh and Nosib Yisrael. Nire the Godol Hador Avi Bezna Godol. That's a minute time with Nosib Godol Batoro. Who the Miki Bezna Godol? Acher Masib Acherish the Romi. Even the Romi could be Bezna Yofel, Fisha and Amal Rebbe. Doesn't say the Bezna Godol. Bezna Yofel, but tells us the Ramodachai is sort of equating these two categories to some extent. Fine, Abosai. So you get an impression of both sides that what was the re-driving at? Look at the side, there's Hagos. Hagos from the Mordechai comes from the Ramah. Hacha the Mashmashen Kofel Alove, the Malve, Mari the Beis Havad, below the Beis Nagodol. Oh, a third answer. A third answer about it. With three answers to answer the steer from here, from the combat of Kufyut Beis and the Beis. Let's pause there again. The first terrace is what? Normally the Tovail wins. There, they both Tovail one another. Okay, both Tovail, there is no, okay. That's answer number one. E, now I mean the second answer. What does it mean? Kofan also Badon Biro. What's that case for both sides? That the Malva can force the Lova to come to Bezna Godol, or his own hometown, if you know for a fact it's a Lova. Here, you don't know he's a lover, so why should you make me move? Who said I'm a lover in the first place? Teretz 2. Teretz 3, Lebez Nagodo is a good title. Lebez Avad is not a good title. Three separate terutzim is found over here. And the Mordechai found in the Rosh as well. Three separate terutzim. It's interesting on both sides. You get the impression from the Mordechai that Eved Lover Ish Malveh is not only a halacha, is not only to explain the din, why the Malva can force the Lover Abosai to go to Bez Nagodol. That's the context of the Gemara. The context of the Gemara. But the Mordechai quotes it differently. What did the Mordechai say? Look, read the Inami one more time. Inami. Hold the Gemara Kovanos over Don Biro. Haina Dab Kishir Duolano. She says Malva is a lover. What a mitzvah and parati. Then the Malva can win. Avol lo omar lohar b'omiyolim. The lover says, I never mentioned before. Lo shayach the meimar kan. Eved lover ish Malva. What does it mean? That eved lover ish Malva seems to be working for all these situations. Not only for the case of Beis Avad, but also to the hometown of the Malva as well, Don Biro. So it would appear from the Lashon of the Mordechai here in Simen Tov Shin Tes. Okay. Fine. Rabosai, what's this case of a different kind of a plaintiff and defendant, not a straight case of Malva Velova? Eved Lova Lishmava connotes it's only a Lova and a Malva. I borrow money from somebody. But any other relationship, maybe it would not be the same. What do you say to this? Take a look in the Rosh, both say in the Ma'am HaKomas, Simon Ma'amalav. Moshe is exactly the same as the Mordechai. Okay? Page Yud Gimel and outward. It's after the bold print. For us, it's on the column 2, line 3. For those who have the old Gemaras, it's Simon Amalav, just a few lines in. After he quotes the Gemara. The Tovea wins. Taitama Drabaloza Shaloyoti Mona Amona Shaiv Bachol Tovea. Wait a minute. Has to be that the Malva can hear the case in his town. Because if the Malva has to schlep to the town of the Lova Yoti Mona Amona, that's not true of someone who happens to be a creditor versus a debtor. It could be someone who was property was damaged, and he's what's called a nizak, and someone is a mazik, property was stolen, he's a nizak, someone's called a gazlan. the same logic should apply. The guy Rabbi Yochanan, Ayah Bechol Tzviya, should talk of his Chaver Ledin. And he has the Kasher, which Tosus says, he gives the three Teruts which Mordechai asks, gives the three Teruts which the Mordechai gives. So this is Rosh as his very important addition. Lav davka lova malve, any kind of relationship of this type. Okay, fine. So what will happen, Rabbi Osai, the other day, namely that kofes alova lemokam avad. The malva can force the lova to the mokam avad. Whoa, that's not. They can be in the same city. In the same city, right now they're in the same city. You can't say Yoti Mona Mona. I have no expenses. You're in the same city as I am. So you want to schlep me to another town, have a lova lishmalve, only if I'm a lova and a malve. As an acknowledged, I'm an acknowledged debtor, you're an acknowledged creditor, and we have to, you can schlep me to another place. That's the question, that's the shame.
You can understand why Malva is a special case.
Right. The
puzzle. You want to have guys lending money. So
exactly.
Make it too hard.
Exactly. It was called Shlotino Dals, which they love, and not that bad. The baby gonna miss out on Sanhedrin. Mm-hmm. It's only a Lova and a Malva, not everybody else. So the question, of course, where does all this come from? So let's open the Shulchan Aruch and see where it comes from. Let's see how we pass it. Please open up. It's really coming from the Rambam. Not everybody has a Rambam, but has a Shulchan Aruch, so we'll see the Shulchan Aruch better. That's Shulchan Aruch either. Maybe we should go to the Rambam first. Okay, let's go to the Rambam. Just to give the Rambam a chance. I don't see the Rambam often enough.
What if the Rambam's kind of to do with it?
Hold on one second. The Rambam is in Perek Vav. We saw this already last week. It's because it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Simeon Yudal, verbatim. Shnayim shenisatzu b'din echam and nadon kam echam and nadal bez nagoro. Shem yitu ala dayana v'yotzi v'manesh logadim. Kofan also v'don v'hiro. Shinu oma kisru t'nu li me'ez tam dantuni. Ta-da. Okay. Shoh el yavshoh. That's Shai Dinin. Shizet toen v'zet toen. Och shomer ha malve nodun kan. Valova manech bez nagoro. The malve wins. Avlamomer ha malve nelech bez nagoro. Kofenes ha love violi moshenem ebe love lish malve. Then he says, believe it or not, v'chenim toen zeshe ziko o gzolo. V'rot ha toen lalos. Kofen bez nishav yuras anitan lalos imoch. Why? What's with the Rambam? He's quoting a loan with Shmalva, but he's applying it to every single case. There's no loan here at all. No loan at all. This cash is asked by the Ramach. I don't know if they'll have it. Maybe. Ramach anywhere? No. Ramach on the side of the Franklin Rambam asked exactly this cash. So what's going on? Don't ever loan with Shmalva in this kind of a case. What's going on? Good cash? Good cash? So open up our bones and see what halacha lemais. So alright, we have this principle, in principle, the idea that ever love is shmava. Is it really applied this man hazach lemaisa? Open please to you, Simon Yudal. You should have seen this by now. Who's finished with Shabbat Kongs? So almost finished. That's it. Almost. There are new ones, just maybe tomorrow, okay? Rabosai, watch this. So the Mechaba Yudal and Aleph's. Okay, we'll turn to that too. I want to see it in the Rambam first, but also found in the Shulchan Aruch. Over here, you know? Shulchan Aruch yet? This is it? Oh, we hear it. Watch. Quotes the Rambam. You can recognize the words. Shnai Shin is Atzma, right? Fine. Evelov Lishma. Fine. The Medva Amur, and when do you make him schlep to another place? This is basics. Shall you aid them, O'Reilly, and Nigsel, and Nizik, or the Malvi? You have something to go on, you the plaintiff. Avotana Reikonis, an empty claim, with no base whatsoever, and Mechaiven as Anitta Lots as well. Nishwim will come over Nifta. Can I dim his man as Ezhin, Shom Bezna Godel? Some say Bezna Choshel, called Domador, Bezna, we saw it from Rabbinatan. Avot Yesh Mekoma Shesh Ben Chachamim Gedol, Mumchon Rabbin, Umekoma Shesh Ben Tamini, Shein Kamosa. Ploni, I got up another the fun of. Confidence, I love it all. It's our Gemara. You got the Aid of Mariah. The Ben Shabir, Shiesh Marash Betanosa. Otherwise, it's ridiculous. Fiesh Omer, Plutanos Nelech Lebez Nagoro, and Chilik Ben Tovel and Infa, Kolechad Yochel Lachem and Savel and Lechimo. As opposed to Beis Avad, it's Bez Nagoro. The Kolzami Dina. So Medina, there are many cases Medina the Gemara where you can force someone to go to a different place. A Beis Avad, to the Malva's town, whatever it may be. Medina. Aval kvar nogu bizman hazeh. She calls man, she yesh bezin b'ir. Ein echad yachol lochof chaveiro, she yelich imo lebeis din acher. Marik. Ki ein lo nu achshav bez nagoru lo Beis Avad. V'lochein lo yuchal lit choso. Period. You have to come to the bezin in town. So writes the Ramah, everyone agrees. Aye, Rabbi Natan said, there's even a Bez Nagoro Bezman Hazeh. Well, Rabosai, things have changed. Let's look at the Marik. Let's look at the Rabos, let's look at the Marik. Marik is one that says it beferish. The two Mariks over here. Shorish Chafal. Watch this. Oh. What's he saying over here? Look what he says. Vani Omer. If Yasmin Ha'oni Osho the Bezna Godel, Yisara Tanoso the Fate Diana Euro. Yes, mamish b'dvar yomol alech ima ad kan l'shana of the rush. Shari apostim arishon chuzo ben atam. What the frown? Kulam shavu shesh lach Hashem yavo kalim. You know a name by shirim. We just saw that. Kol shken shesh lana lach shiosu doha nafish ramoi tuva ba manasein ram. There's so many tuvas. So many ramoi mizman hazeh. Efter shikam ramen atam ayamode b'doros halolu. Tiesh lach shiosu. Shema Yitnu Einayim Ba'ashirim. Came in the Fishir Amoy Tuva. Efshem Shabir Mamav. Rabbi Natan's day. They were not the Fishir Amoy Gokach. There weren't so many crooks. What do you find to make changes when the honesty level plummets at the change of Halacha? In Baba Kama Kufyu Gimel, Kiyosu the Kameh the Rav Nachan Amalahu, Lidutchu Kanif to Lahu, Vahidna Digar Amoy Chashinon. So what happened, Rabbi Osai? A change was made in Rav Nachman's time. Meishem Mechalek ben Shnoni de Rav Nachman l'shoni de Rav Ashi. This is Rav Nachman. V'hid is Rav Ashi. Shisidu Rav Talmud. Duk him v'sayim ha'idna. V'amin an afgad imei Rav Nachman lo habi chashino de Rav Moi b'ha milsa mikom ha'idna. This is my Rav Ashi chashino. How much time lapsed on your computers? How much time lapsed to Rav Nachman and Rav Ashi? How many years? How many years could it have been already? Maybe 100. Maybe. After lo yakol kach mirav Nachman the Rav Ashi kemosh yesh mirav Natan bar Achshav. The Marik lived in the.
That's 250.
The Marik lived. So Rabbeinu Tam lived in what we'll call the 12th century. Rabbi Yitzchak lived in the 15th century, so there's 300 years between them, and from Rav Nachman Asher was 50 years, I don't know how much it was, not more than 100, so it's much more time lapsed. So things can change between Rav Nachman and Rav Asher, you can change from Rabbeinu Tam to today. So writes the Marik, an unfortunate Yuridus Hadorus, Rabbi Yitzchak, an unfortunate Yuridus Hadorus recorded by the Marik. How much was it? It goes to history. Why? Should we call a Talmud Mole Shaloyaber and Ben Abnach Ravashi Kim Mikhtasime Rova for Lo Kula? For Kula you made the Rova, the Havilar Born Shnin, the Mandagoras Habai Rova made the base Eilu Kos, the Perakam Rosh Hashanah. And Rabba, so big deal, shows with the Rova for Lo Kula. Metam, Kamadoras. There's only one or two generations, there's many generations.
No, it's about the same.
What's it say?
Rav Ashi was about
500. Where did you get him?
What's
there?
I have Rav Ashi at Rav Ashi was 352 to 427, and Rav Nachman died at 320.
So only 7 years between what? 7 years. He was lifted 7 years before Rav Ashi was born. That's what his entry says.
Yeah.
And obviously between Rabbi Natam and the Marik. Centuries! Centuries! Okay? And he goes into the discussion of how things can be a Yuridus Hadorus, etc., etc. So writes the Maharik. So writes the Maharik. Where else do you find this? Look at the Mordechai Rabosai. End of some of Simon Tov Shin Tes. He's talking about his generation way after the Rabbeinu Tam. There's the end of Tov Shin Tes, they call it the Or Zeruah. Oh, so it was the Talmud Rebbe Natan.
As we say, Marik is the 1400s.
Right, that's what I said.
It's about 200 years.
I said the 15th century, right. So then, the Kitsa. And Rebbe Natan was in the 12th century. So they're good, about 300 years between them. Somewhere there. All right, okay. Take a look at Rabosei over here, please. At the end of Siman Tov Shin Tes, the very last, Mordechai and Perek Zebor. Quotes the Ozeruah. Everyone see it? Because of the Sefer Ozeruah. It's in the second line after the Because of Rav Yom. Kol Heicha Shesh Be'ir Mumche V'yodea Din Torah L'amito. Where is it done be'ir about Korcho? Lo Shna Tovel Lo Shna Nitva Lo Motzi L'meim Al Nelech L'bez Avar L'bez Nagodol L'a done be'ir. Why? Me Haramoy Shlo Yitchu Atzmon Min Adin etc. And besides that, you don't have a Mokom Avar Mokom Kibbutz Chacham Shiz Barash Men these days. Okay, this is what the Or Zeruah says. There's already a consideration in his day, and then he has a second consideration. The best Nagadol. Okay, fine. So I saw this beautiful Sefer Seder Adin. There are two kinds of Bat Adin, Rav Osai. Some charge money, and some don't charge money. Correct. I want to go to bed to charge no money. You're going to force me to your best. I'm not going to pay for this. I've got a paper. See, right over here. This is in page Mem Tes. This is as follows. Yochol ko badin livcho bezin odaya shele notul mamen. Pirish in footnote of Ches. And I need for Yochol to hachvicho le dayan shele notul mamen shele gorn lo hefsid. Because it's Erech Shah. In Simen Tes. That's where they talk about taking money. For Hosted Shah. To be say Yochol Zeh, which arose in Bedayin Otel Momen, catch this now. L'shalim HaKol. And Mr. Dabka Bedayin said, whoa! One litigant to pay the whole money. All the money. L'lo B'schazik HaShochat. I Shochat. No. Kevin the Dina Hachi. Del Zele V'amutol L'shalim. Listen, you want to go to a Bezna that charges money, and I have no money. I can't go to this Bezna. These days, people don't try to get away with that. But maybe they could. Where will there be a bezin that charges no money? Find one. For money, get anything. You get so many buses, they say for money, they joke. For money, get a bezin, won't charge any money. They'll say so. Okay? Ve'en ligzor ala dayan shol yigach momen, gami ha-sheni, l'hafsad lo v'shishkar batalos. You like to take? Ve'en ligzor ala baldin shol yigach dayan zeh, the efshin shi yafsad shol yidun etzlo. That's what he says. Wow. It's the quote of this. and the otzos and schar tircha yeh rak al chashbono gam ze mutter lo mechzik a shochad rak a she'echad eina mechuyav yosef me'asheni mekom nosen yosef. Have to be a little more careful. That's what he quotes over here from the Erech Shai. Amazing. Again, page mem tes footnote chav ches in this beautiful sefer. Now the next thing, interesting case. We're both saying, listen to this. Yesh this topic. This is Sif Yodir. The Mekoma Shabbat Edinim Chalukim B'Menhogim B'Chiyuvim Shonim. Don't fear us pitzuyim. How much did they give you if you want to get certain payments or piturim if you get fired? Who's going to help you more? Or if you left the job? Ochiyuvim Pensia. How much pension are you going to get? Vanitba rotsa bebezin shemachayvin pachos. We know the track record of each bezin.
Yeah.
Pick your judge. Ichayev tovel lechas achrov. Shrez chuyoso mismatin. I say, I'm not going to go to that guy. He's going to give me nothing. What's it in Takas to case? We said before that you can't force someone to another bezin if you're going to lose your zchuyot. That's what it says. Who said so? It says Rabbi Pashut. He says Rabbi Pashut. Lo, he says Lo armu la minig zel lechazak vanitva b'chle lemaid v'zchuyot shatzad Hashemi. Rabbi Pashut says so. Interesting. I'll tell you a story. Did I tell you about Rabbi Levine's book? I'll tell you a story. Way back in the 80s, there was no Batei Din anywhere. There was nothing in our world. So Rabbi Yudin Shlita asked three Rabbanim to sit in his, what we used to call the pizza business. It was something, that's when Bergen was booming in the 80s. And every week another pizza shop opened, and Hasogos Gevul this way and that way, and meat places, and pizza places. And Rabbi Yud was the head of the bottom of the time. He was the senior rabbi of Bergen. And it made him nuts. He said, I can't handle this. He kept three of us, Rabbi Blau, Rabbi Levine, and myself, he used to call it the pizza business. Fine. Only problem was Rabbi Levine wrote a book. A very beautiful book, a wonderful book. Economics and halacha. Going. So one of the potential litigants to this bezin comes to me and says, I remember this thing, I used to have an office in First Hall in the old years, and says, I'm happy to go to you, happy to go to Rabbi Blau, not to Rabbi Levine. Why? Read his book. I'm dead in the water. Wouldn't that be our sucker's school?
Even if it wasn't
it. Exactly.
Free market system.
Exactly. So I'm dead in the water. I'm not going to go to him. So I felt very, I don't stand up for Rabbi Levine's cover. You don't have to. The bezin that Rabbi Yudin established was these three rabbis. You want to go somewhere else? I can't stop you, but you're not going to ask me to dismiss Rabbi Levine from your case because you likely wrote this book. So I sent him away. What did he do? Well, there's a bezin, I think, in Muncie somewhere. And there he won the case by Sugar's rule, because they have a different way of looking at things. And it was a tremendous, I don't remember anymore, there was a tremendous tumult. The newspapers were writing all about it. It's ridiculous, it's scandalous. And I forgot what. It's all my fault. Because I said, I can't let you tell, you can't dictate who the judge is going to be. But, but on the other hand, the Nitva can't say I'm going to go to Rabbi Levine because he knows Rabbi Levine. The Nitva didn't know him, I'd never heard of Rabbi Levine. He just said he Rabbi Hill only Rabbi Yudin. But and we went through many cases, and he's right. There was never a Sogos school. There's a couple of limitations we imposed here and there, but otherwise not. Rabbi Levine would impose zero limitations. We were not as absolute as he was. We had a case of Longo here right here on Amsterdam Avenue. There used to be a thing called SOI, they stopped it a little bit, how many years ago, and they asked the Vada of Riverdale to take it over. We don't want any part of this. It's not Riverdale. We're not expansionists. They begged us a few places down in Oshkosh. So we took it on. As always, you know, when you have to take something on, it's going to cost you down the road. So a few years ago, a guy opened up a grocery or something like that, and there's a ready-made grocery on the same block. So I said, I'm not going to hear this case. We're not going to give hashgacha to it, to the store, unless it's, you know, it's deterred by someone whom we trust to give us a market analysis. You know, is it sustainable? So we commissioned Rabbi Talbot Shlita, principal of MTA, right across the street, with the understanding he commissioned Professor Leibowitz from the School of Business across the street. He's an expert in marketing. And they did a very detailed analysis. They got the books from the existing store, and they figured out the market, how many guys MTA and YU, and they came to a conclusion, it's not sustainable. So we were doing the hashgacha. I don't know what happened. He went to some other hashgacha, if I'm not mistaken, and one of the rebbeim was very upset, and this guy started in the vaza, this rebbe. I was really upset about that. Vaza, rebbe, I can't do such a thing. End of the day, I think that, if I'm not mistaken, the place closed down. If I'm not mistaken. And that's what happened, because we are not automatic free market. No, we believe in, just limited, not like it was very limited case, but here was a case that wasn't enough to go around. It's impossible. We're not talking. The kids are so, he's mentioning in passing that can anyone pick, he wants to pick the dye that he wants. It's not so simple. Not so simple. Not so simple. So what'll happen? There'll be one bezin that, say, for example, gives a lot of severance. Another bezin gives less severance. And everyone knows they have to respect the track records. It's not a secret. So one will insist this, one will insist that. What's going to happen? You have to go to a third bezin whose track record is unknown. What are you going to do? I don't know what to do. I come from severance, it's not an automatically assumed thing. The Torah Mesorah has their whole guidelines of severance, etc., etc. And they wanted me to sign on if this is Minig HaMedina. It's not Minig HaMedina. In our part of the world, on the contrary, it's a Minig Fakert. There are schools that you and I know of, maybe we'll call it the more quote-unquote modern schools, where people are hired and fired over the years, and there's zero severance. That's what we call the takdim. That's the precedent. I'm a fellow follows precedent. You took the job. You should have answered around with the precedent for those who either retired or were fired, and you followed that precedent. In particular, when some of these, we'll quote, more modern schools are giving pensions. And even the original Torah Mesorah Gaon that we had it in Torah, but it was a pension, then we're not saying it. That's the point of a pension. The point of a pension is that when the person retires, he should have. What? So I'm not into a pension. Now he's retiring, you want more money. Teach in a different school where there is no pension. Then they give you what they call Chodesh Lashana and this kind of stuff. So our business is nothing is guaranteed. I was castigated by the Brach. You dare go against Chodesh Lashana. It's established with all the Bata Din. It's a different business. I can't change my mind because another business differently. I'm not asking them to change their minds either. But they didn't have different approaches to some of these things. It gets a little testy when it comes to these kinds of situations. Much more to be said of us, but we seem to be out of time. Mishum, tomorrow we will continue with these important videos.